It is the deadliest attack in Jerusalem since 2008. Four people were brutally murdered at a synagogue today before their Palestinian attackers were shot dead. Later, an Israeli police officer died of his wounds. The attack built on growing violence in the region. Israeli soldiers and police swarmed the synagogue in West Jerusalem moments after two Palestinian men burst into morning prayers, shooting and hacking their victims with meat cleavers. Witnesses told of terror and blood.
It was horrific. I can't imagine such attacks would occur to our community.
Three of the dead were Americans with dual Israeli citizenship, including a rabbi from a renowned Hasidic family. From Washington, President Obama condemned the killings.
This is a tragedy for both nations, Israel as well as the United States, and our hearts go out to the families who obviously are undergoing enormous grief right now.
Within hours, thousands of Israelis gathered for the victims' funerals. In East Jerusalem, clashes erupted as Israeli police fired tear gas and arrested relatives of the attackers. They turned out to be cousins and members of the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu ordered their homes demolished as he vowed to respond with a heavy hand.
As a nation, we will settle the score with every terrorist and their dispatchers. There are some who want to uproot us from our state and capital. They will not succeed. We are in a battle over Jerusalem, our eternal capital.
Netanyahu blamed Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas for inciting the violence. And in London, Secretary of State John Kerry also had stern words for the Palestinians.
They must begin to take serious steps to restrain any incitement that comes from their language, from other people's language.
But Palestinian radio described the attackers as martyrs. And in Gaza, loudspeakers at mosques called out congratulations. President Abbas criticized today's violence, but he put some of the blame on Israeli actions.
While we condemn this action, we also condemn the Israeli aggression on the holy sites, like burning mosques and churches. All of these actions are not helping the Palestinian and Israeli interests to establish a Palestinian state and live side by side in peace.
The militant group Hamas called the attack a natural reaction to the death of a Palestinian bus driver found hanged in his bus on Monday. Many Palestinians charged he was killed by Jewish assailants. Israeli police ruled it a suicide. Tensions have been rising for weeks with a series of other attacks on Israelis. They've been fueled by a renewed dispute over Jerusalem's holiest site, known to Muslims as the Noble Sanctuary and to Jews as the Temple Mount. All of this follows last summer's Israel-Hamas war in Gaza, and it has raised Israeli concerns that a new Palestinian uprising, or intifada, may be coming.